Well, good morning, idealists. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Looking forward to catching up with you today. We have some great questions to dive into, some juicy ones that I know all of you are going to get the benefit of. So thank you for those who submitted a question. We do have a couple of apologies. I know some of you have children on vacation at the moment and you're going to be catching the recording. But either way, we have some really great stuff in store for you today, a couple of updates and all those fun things. I've just wrapped up, well, the team and I have just wrapped up a few really big weeks opening up membership to new members. We closed the doors on Sunday at 5 p.m. I'm getting confused because we had a public holiday on Monday. I'm a little confused about what day it is. So we closed the doors at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Yesterday, I was in recovery mode. Our offices reopened today and we are off and running. So I could share lots of things with you and probably will over the coming week around the lessons I've learned putting on this sort of big project and mapping that across to, as you're putting together your projects, perhaps some things to think about, the things that I learned. So I want to thank those of you who piped in during our membership launch, and whether you liked a comment or added a heart or showed up to one of the lives or recommended a friend join. I know some of you took part in the Tell a Friend promotion, and we will be announcing our winner of our cash prize today. We will be letting those of you who have earned mentoring sessions let you know about that as well. Very excited to have some idealists certainly in the mix for that. And here's what we've got coming up. I know there's some people still arriving, so we'll need to bring them across. So Robin is doing two things at the same time, including managing a pretty awful chest infection, I think, or throat infection. So thank you so much, Robin. Here's what's coming up. We have an ideal moment I want to share, a project check-in. So we'll be asking you all for an update on your project. And so if you are watching the recording and you're not here, please post inside the group, because I do want to know, are you stuck? Are you in momentum? Do you feel like you're going backwards? Sometimes it can just take one thing to help you get unstuck. So I want to make sure that you're moving along. So we have your questions, and I know Sonia, you dropped in a question very, very late. I'm going to try and get to that. I know Julie, you had multiple questions. I'm handling a couple of them, and there may be one that we need to leave for the group, which I'm sure you'll understand as well. And we will wrap up right on time. So Liz is coming in. Oh, Sonia, yeah, no problem, no problem. It just doesn't give me a whole lot of time to think about it, so I'll give you what I can, and I'm sure the experience here in the group will really help you with that as well. So what I wanted to do is just say, how awesome was it to see these faces in person a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne? If we could go to the next slide. Isn't that a bad timing? I mean, like, these faces and there's nothing there. These faces. It's so good to see your faces. And I know what I loved was so many of you watching virtually. And what I also loved is we really upped our game on the quality of the production and the recording. And so those recordings are now saved for you, both inside the portal, but also saved inside the group so that you can watch them from wherever you are. And I know, Christy Lee, you sent us a lovely note saying how much you appreciate that. So, you know, as technology changes, we always try and be at the leading edge of what's available, you know, within budget constraints and things. But I really love that, you know, Facebook was kind to us that day. All the recordings worked. The microphones were working, all those fun things. So that's available. And Amy's session was so good. How good was Amy's session? Did we love it? Loved it, loved it, loved it. It's really stayed with me. And anytime I've been writing copy or putting together content, I have been thinking about, does it reflect our brand values? Are we, in fact, when we were putting together the page for our membership, we had chosen a color palette, and right up till the almost the last minute, I kept looking at it and feeling, this doesn't feel like me. This doesn't feel like us. But it was a nice color combination, but it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel on brand. It didn't feel congruent with our brand. And it was really in the last little while, I said to my team, I said, look, we're going to change these colors. I'm sorry. I know that it's not, you know, change it in one place and it proliferates the whole page. And we had a very long sales page, but I said, it just is not on brand. And I can be so stubborn around those things, but we changed it. And it was like a miraculous you know when something feels like you or doesn't feel like you, like where you wear something and you think, ugh, and you wear something else and you feel like you're in your stride? It was like that. It was like the sales page was suddenly wearing the clothes that it was meant to wear, and it was, you know, in its stride. Chrissy Lee says, must rewatch that session. It was so good. Yeah, Amy's session was so good. Definitely recommend rewatching it. Her handouts are in the portal for you. So you definitely want to do that. Exercise very well worth doing. And as I'm looking at your websites and your social platforms and all the things that you've submitted inside your profile thing that I'm doing with you, I'll make a notice of that as well. If I see something that seems really off brand for you or where I feel you could be expressing yourself more through what you're doing. Project check-in. We're going to do a quick project check-in. So I'm going to come around to y'all and open up your lines and let me get your cameras on. Do we have cameras here? Hello, beautiful people. So project check-in. So tell us, what is the project and what is your project status? That would be great. And you're up first. Now, Robin, I think you have to do something to let me unmute Ange.
I might unmute myself. How about that?
Okay. How about that?
Good morning. My project is essentially finished, but I'm going to launch it later because this week I am launching an 8-day Digest and Basics 101, which will lead into a quiz, which will lead into my membership in 2 weeks. So, so I didn't want to give them everything all at once.
Okay, tell me that again. So this week?
So this week, open doors open on Thursday to my Digestion Basics 8-day course.
Okay.
That I've just finished. And then, 8 days after that, then we'll open my membership on the back of that.
Great. And what's the name of your membership?
Gut Health Academy.
Wow. Great. What are you pricing it at?
$29 a month.
$29 a month. Excellent.
So I'll be interested to see tomorrow's update with that. I might have to change it after I talk to PJ.
Oh, because you've got the tribe call tomorrow with PJ. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, very, very exciting. Great, great, great. Thank you, Ange. Very cool. Love a membership. Fran Pratt, I cannot unmute you. So again, Robin, we had this problem with the roundup. And so I'm wondering if there's something that needs to be done in the settings so that I can unmute. But Fran, you've done it.
I'm unmuted.
So off you go.
I did it. So I'm a little bit like Ange. I'm a little bit, I put my project a little bit on hold because I decided to run my Me Powered Selling, which is my 8-week group coaching. And I've got 6 people signed up, and so I've only got 2 spots, and it starts next week. So I'm just going to do a bit of a final push to see if I can fill those 2 spots. But that's really exciting. Yes.
Have you had members do it before?
Yes.
Have you got testimonials from those members?
Yes. Yes.
Can you give them to me?
Would you like some?
I would. Because then I can mention it in the group.
And I'm also, and I'm also running a special for her business members.
Right. Okay.
So a discounted rate. So I will send that through to you.
Yeah, do. And what I might end up doing is saying, hey, just pop it in this post. But I don't know how up to date we are with our offer post. So send it through to me and that will be a reminder for me. Because it'd be good to get those 2 filled.
I'll send the offer and the testimonial.
Great. Awesome. Yep. And so that's starting in a week. Beautiful.
Yeah, it starts next week. So
fabuloso. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sonia Filordo. Oh, sorry, Fran, were you still going?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. And the other thing that I was mindful of from what we were just talking about with brand is just to stop and go back through that brand stuff so that when I'm doing my next lot of client interviews and any work that comes out of that, like testimonials and those sort of things, that those brand words and things are clear in there.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I've got to go backwards to go forwards in a sense.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you.
Now I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute you now. Bye. Sonia.
I was hoping you'd bypass me, but anyway, Fran can keep talking if she wants. You know, I'll be completely honest. I'm just on a standstill with this. And, yeah, I don't know where I am, to be honest. I'm just totally lost in transit.
So your project, tell us what your project was again.
The project was the annual subscription to my debt collection. And, I'm totally lost because everything else has been jumping on my plate, which I've been looking at and doing. I'm sort of cringing at the same time because I haven't done what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's okay. Just back up. So had you given it a name? This was the offer.
It was the premium unlimited package or something like that. Premium, I think I settled the name.
And it's okay to reprioritize and handle emergencies. So I don't want you to feel bad about that. But if it's an important enough goal, then my recommendation is, you know, carving out a little bit of time in the next, you know, week to either put it back in the group and go, okay, here's where I'm stuck, here's what I need. To say, you know what, that isn't the highest priority. Not the urgency, right? You know the difference between something urgent and important in your business.
Yeah.
Because sometimes all the urgent stuff can eat up all of our time and the important stuff doesn't happen. And that's where that hour of power, like taking the time to go, okay, what is not urgent right now, but if I got it done, would be a big leverage point in my business, allow me to, right? And so we can totally sort of freak out by all the things coming at us. And I totally know that place. And so what I do when I get there is I have to go back and look at what is my strategic objective. Okay. What is the project that's going to help me get there? What little thing can I do right now that's a small step? So the small step might be looking at the offer again and saying, okay, it's good. Or looking at the offer again and saying, okay, I'm really not sure about this. Like, I don't know how to articulate the bonuses, or I don't know what the bonuses are, whatever, I'm putting it back out there. Or I've done the offer, we've all agreed it's fabulous. Now I don't know how to drive traffic to it, right? So figure out what your next couple of steps are. Get your feet back on the ground and grounded.
Yes.
Around it, and then decide what next step you can take. Because the urgent stuff will keep, it's those pebbles, rocks, right? Yeah. Remember that analogy of the sand and the pebbles and the big rocks? If we don't keep putting, like, empty it out, put the big rocks in, then let the other things, you know what I mean? It's full of sand and you can't get the big rocks in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll put that into my head and perspective. And I know that my question was really late, Susie, but that also flows with my project, because if I can't sort that out, then I'm just going to
wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's not a cop out, but like I'm owning it as well at the same time.
Yeah, no, you're getting caught up in admin when you needn't be. And so we'll talk about that when we get to your question.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Hey, Joe. Oh, Joe, there you are.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I was trying to unmute and you were as well. I'll just go okay here. So I'm probably not going so great on my project that I'd thought of earlier, because I've actually been quite busy with clients, which is a good thing. So I've actually been doing, I've put that project a little bit to the side because I've been streamlining my client process as well. So streamlining in client, like interviews and all the things that you need to make the interview more productive. So that's what I've been concentrating on. And now I'm on leave because I'm having a big birthday at the moment. So I've had 2 weeks off.
Good for you and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And great. Busy with clients is great. And streamlining your processes, you might be able to help with Sonia's question, because his question is around that. So you might have had some ahas already that you can share. Yeah. Well, you don't know what she's going to ask yet, but I'll let you know.
I might have some actually, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So Fran's saying, Sonia, I'm just wondering if you have a prototype you could take a couple of clients, minimal, lovable product. Chandra's saying, woohoo, happy birthday, Joe. And you get lots of happy birthday wishes, Joe. Lovely. Christy Lee, you're up.
Hello. I'm making progress. So my project is the Marketing Mountain piece for my HR Unlimited service. It had stalled pretty badly, but I've got Jennifer Gale from Pink Hat Digital to help out, so which has been great because I think I was stalled because I didn't know what I didn't know. So I've just passed that over to her. So she's handling a lot of that initial setup on MailChimp and helping me with the email sequence content as well. Great. So I've just got to record the video, and Jennifer will probably have her part done by tomorrow. So we'll make progress pretty quickly now that I've handed that over, which will be good.
I love that.
Yes. I wish I'd done it sooner, actually. So it's just been such a relief. So it's great.
Yeah. Like, we need to pay, you know, obviously, but yes. You know, your time tied up doing something that you're struggling with. So
I was spending so many hours trying to figure it out myself, and I was really busy with client work, and I thought this is not the way forward. So
very exciting.
Very good.
Good. Keep us posted. Thank you. Julie with curls on your head. Hello.
I'm actually just going to the gym straight after, so I've literally just pulled my hair.
Put on you. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Okay, so my project, as I mentioned before, I've pretty much done it apart from a new customer's email sequence, but they're not a customer at this stage, so they're just people coming onto my database. Mm. So I just wanted to work out, I'm guessing there's a few less steps in that nurturing email sequence, just for people coming onto the...
Yeah, we did that. We covered that in the last workshop, if you go back and have a look at it, because Chandra had a question about it.
So that was the five stages of the launch?
No, that was where you, there were the five stages of a nurture sequence. So not onboarding, but whether they, yeah, sorry, you continue and then I'll fill you in.
Because I was looking at the last Q&A call. Is that not the one you're talking about? And there was five stages of the launch, which talked about connection, awareness.
Yep. It was in that same lesson. There was a section that we talked about reassuring, orienting, moving forward.
Yes.
Giving the why.
There
you go.
Is it the same one? Because I thought that might have been new customer, whereas this one
It can be new customer, but it's the same thing. You're in the right place. So great to have you here.
Perfect.
This is why I believe what we do. And then your move forward will be whatever the next step you want them to do is.
Perfect.
Yeah, so did you read the ebook, etc.? Yeah, same formula. Very good. And we have got your questions, so we'll be diving into that shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for all the love during the membership launch and all your kind words. Very, very sweet. Thank you.
Very true, though. So, thank you. And it's great to meet all the new people, which is awesome. It's been very active.
They're very vocal. Yes, I'm having trouble keeping up, but the team and I are scouring the group, making sure everyone's taken care of. So tell us about your project and what you're up to.
Okay, so as I said last time, completely abandoned my project because I kind of had lost complete focus on what I was actually trying to achieve. So I went back to looking at what my vision and what my drive is, and I'm feeling so excited because I've got this clear path and I've created a beautiful vision board that has all the aspects that I want to be able to accomplish, which is everything to do with remedial. So tuition is going to be one part of it, but there's going to be lots of other elements that's going to come in. And then I decided for then that to come to fruition, I needed to get my team on board. So I am working really busily on team culture and having my team all on the same path. So I guess I'm really going back to all our systems and drilling all of those things in before I can then move forward with our clients.
Love it. You're going to have a nice, strong foundation to be able to cope with those new clients. And you're doing the fundamentals. You've gone very high level, you know, to stopping, reflecting. Like, you've kind of done the reach process, which I know that may not make sense, but the process that we do at the retreat is you stop, you've reflected, then you've created this new vision. And now in order to actualizing, you're looking at who and what do I need to do to actualize it. And then you're going to move into action. So very, very, very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. So it feels like it's a slow process, but it feels like a good one.
Yeah, good. And Selena's saying, Karen, well done. Fran's saying, great job, Karen. And yeah, thank you so much. Was that all you had?
Yep, that's it.
Great. And Christy Lee says she was confused about the same thing, Julie. Took her a while to get her head around it. So whenever you feel confused and you're not sure about something, please post in the group. You guys are way too quiet. I am there for you 24/7 to answer questions. So I never want you to be stuck like, is it this sequence or this sequence or what did Susie mean by this? So let me have it. Let me have the questions. All righty. Chandra. Can I mute you?
Hello.
There you go. Hello, hello.
Hi. So I am still chipping away at the project of launching the COU program. The doors open date is set for the 28th of October.
Woo!
So I'm continuing with list building. The Facebook ads are still chipping away. I've just recorded a new video. That process was quite hilarious watching and observing myself, but I've recorded a video ad. There was, yeah, anyway, so I've submitted that. And so the people that are running that will probably add that into the mix to see how that converts to the other ones. And so now I'm just getting to the next stage of building out the, plan for the doors open email sequence and activity. And working on a webinar as another free thing before opening the doors to sort of tease it's coming and adding value and that kind of thing. So that's
very cool.
Yes, I'm planning on the week of the 21st of October, I am calling webinar week. So I'm planning to just look at how many different times can I run the same webinar or offer it. To try and just be reaching as many people as I can through that week and then open the doors the following week.
Okay. Will you remind me about that when we get to your question? Because I just have a couple of questions about it. Thank you.
Yes.
Have you changed the colour of your hair?
No. I have clipped it up and it's probably a bit dirty. So
no, it looks particularly red today. You look very redheaded today.
I'm embracing
my I can see that little bit of grit. No.
If it's ever super dirty, that's generally when it's like up.
Oh, when it looks like that? Yeah. All right, thank you. All righty. Who else? Hello, Selena. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So good to hear everyone, what you're up to. I have been sitting here and I thought, okay, I did a bit of my old trick. I got sidetracked.
So you got what?
Sidetracked,
got it.
And so I was counting, got 7 more months of this program. Still enough time to get back on track with the online work. So I actually, the project is that I have an introverts workshop or introverts awareness day on 14th of November. It was supposed to be on 17th of October, but one of my speakers had to go back to America.
So
now it's moved to 14th of November. I've got two speakers, including myself. So I have boosted the event. And now, I'm going to start with a series of interviews. So my first interview with another introvert who works with introvert is on Thursday morning. And this is the stuff that kind of comes fairly easy, not easy, but fairly easy. And I enjoy doing it. So that's... So, so the challenge is who else will I get to be to do Facebook Live or Zoom interview? That's the challenge. And to make sure that I fill the 25 spots.
So 25 spots. Okay, great. So I'm sorry if you've told me all this before, but I don't remember hearing these details. So I'm very keen to see what your marketing plan is for the next 5 weeks before the workshop. So if you would like some feedback on that, just go ahead and share. It doesn't have to be a plan. Just tell me what it is that you're doing. So what are you doing that is owned promotion? Your website, your email list, your social platforms. What is earned Maybe you're doing interviews here or there, you're being a guest, you're posting in her business, etc., and paid. So just let us know what you're doing when you're doing it, if you would like some feedback on that. Because you're doing two things. You're creating a workshop, you're finding speakers, etc., but you also have to market the workshop, and you don't want to leave that piece too late.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that is, that's the challenging part.
It is, because people build stuff all the time, online courses, memberships, whatever, and then, you know, nobody comes because we haven't taken the time to do all those steps of the system, right? Which is, you know, identify, design it, who and what do I need to engage, taking action, and the action is all our marketing.
Yeah.
Into leverage. Like then once we've got that working. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Susie, you just reminded me. So one of the actions is actually to learn now how to utilize the book.
Okay, and whether that can be utilized in this promotion, yeah?
And how to utilize it in this promotion.
Great. So well, I'd love to see some questions from you and some updates in the group.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Francine or Rob, just in the nick of time. Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We are doing a project update. Welcome, welcome. Would you like to dive into that, or do you want to?
Whew, okay, sure. Okay.
So what's the project? What's the status?
Okay, what the project is my... Can you come back to me?
Well, you're the last one. Oh, so no, I can tap dance for a minute.
Okay, all right, it's okay. I will cut the waffle.
And I'll tell you, it is going from one to many. That's the project, right? Yes.
So look, I'm still in the I'm still in the interesting phase because right now the reason why I'm late is I've just finalized my zero. 5 months.
Oh, congratulations.
$5,000. Ridiculous. I can now do my tax. Big shout out to Elizabeth Salter, who is part of the network, who is just, she's amazing. I love her. Anyway.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you got that.
So what I'm doing is my funnel has died in the bum. So right now I'm back to fixing all the tech. I've got a lot of tech issues. So I'm back to fixing all the tech to then start launching. So I've been trialing the second lot of going from one to many, and that's going really well. The group coaching is fantastic. And getting me out and just doing shorter accountability. So I've now just launched an extension program, which is basically more time with me with Q&As and things like that. So it's no more output or anything like that. But people are now in an extension program. So I've got 20.
And they're paying you extra for that, right?
Sorry?
They're paying you extra for that.
100%, but I'm not doing anything different.
Awesome. I love it.
So I've just extended people by 6 weeks. And then I'm going to get into a membership program. So I've got 6 weeks to turn it into a membership.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you, Francine. And thank you for a number of you for being stars during our membership launch and sharing your stories and getting on livecasts and doing all those things.
Thank you for asking me for that one.
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on the zero thing. What a pain in the butt. But what a good case study story about two members working together. Oh, dear. All righty. It is time for your questions. I don't think I've missed anyone, but someone will let me know if I have, I'm sure. And I think these questions are great for all of you based on what I can hear that you're doing in your projects. So here we go. So the first question is from the lovely Julie Donnell, and she says, I'll tell you the whole thing. She says, so great to hear you have lots of new members coming in this week. As promised a few weeks ago, please find my landing page and thank you, including a video. Would appreciate any feedback on these. So here is a quick snapshot of Julie's landing page. Firstly, congratulations on getting this done. I know that this was sort of a long time coming, but you are there. So if we go to the next slide, please. There it is. Okay, so this is the landing page that Julie has created for people to get her download, which is this ebook that you can see here. So here is what I'd like. If it's okay, Julie, I'm just going to go like boom, 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 right? Because I want to make sure I give you as much as I can. The first thing is that you want your headline to dominate. You want your headline, and then I would be adding a subheading. So that thing in the top left-hand corner, free offer, put that somewhere, but let the headline really shine. I don't know how much capacity you have to change colors and things, but this is all very monochromatic, all a little quiet. And so what I want is the headline to really shine. And then, so go headline, subheading. So what you might want to do is take that little piece of copy at the top there and put it under the headline. The other thing is, if you can increase the size of the benefit bullets, I would definitely do that. And I would add some social proof. So, but what I mean by that is, if you have quotes from people who've done other things with you, or anyone who has already read this ebook, or it doesn't really matter, or, you know, that who you are and why you're the authority. So I'm not saying a lot about you here. Now, I know you are driving people there, but you still want to have a photo of you, a little bit about who you are that relates to this thing. If you have any testimonials from clients, even if it's not about this specific thing, it could be how you help them with their confidence. You want to also add that there. You're not giving me a lot of information to go by. You've literally got those few bullet points. And so you don't need a lot, but you need some things to pop. That header is taking a lot of space. So I would really try and narrow that, because you want to keep everything sort of in the first screen that people are seeing. I know on mobile it's a little different, but you want to consider that that line that is above the fold. And that's an old line from newspapers. You know, you wanted to keep the headlines and all the key stories above that fold line. Similarly with our pages, we want to keep all the juicy stuff right at the top. So there are a couple of things. I've found the gray a little difficult to read. And so if you can make it that little bit darker, I would be doing that. Like my eyes go to the picture of the thing, which is great. I love how you've got that layout spread, and they go to the quote at the bottom. And so what I'm missing is all the goodness of what I'm going to get inside. So I'm going to give you a couple of other things to think about. And I know that you are very diligent. You'll go back and listen to this. The one thing that I have just in the last week, in doing lots of Facebook Lives and lots of emails, there's something that I've been going back to again and again, and they're the 6 principles of influence, which I know we covered earlier on in the program. And they are Dr. Robert Cialdini's principles. So what I was doing is, when I was preparing a script for a Facebook Live, or I was doing a page, or I was doing a post, I was saying, am I hitting on these things? And the things are reciprocity. So for you, it's like, this is free. This is a gift for you. You want to make sure you've got that. Liking, this is about them liking you, knowing, liking, and trusting you. So they want to see you, right? So I would definitely be bringing you into it. Social proof, that's what I talked about. Case studies, testimonials, that sort of thing. Authority, who is this woman that's offering this ebook, right? If you can say for 10 years or 5 years or whatever, 2 years, 1 year, it doesn't matter, I've been helping women go from this to this, you know, tell us what the transformation is. And so that is social proof. Authority, we talked about. Commitment and consistency. Doesn't come so much into this here, but you'll see on your thank you page, this will come in. And scarcity. Again, this isn't a limited time offer, but if it was, you would say, you know, limited time offer. You can sort of feign scarcity if you don't think that you're going to be offering this forever. Then is it a limited time offer? It is, right? So you want to make sure you're hitting those influence principles. Reciprocity, liking, social proof, authority, commitment and consistency, and scarcity. And if you're not familiar with those, back up to the training that we did. I cannot tell you which one it was, but we have covered that here. If anyone remembers, if Robin, you know which one to point us to, then let me know. So you want to make sure that you're covering those. Again, you don't have to cover all of them, but this is just a little checklist, a mental checklist for you to go, oh, have I got, could I add any of those things? The other thing is to remember where people are in the buyer's journey. And when they're getting a lead magnet, they're really in that awareness. You're building awareness. So this is where you want to be really, you know, emphasizing that this is a free gift and that liking factor. They need to kind of get to know you and like you. And then the social proof and authority is what's going to move them up to that consideration stage. And then we move into the third stage when we're actually selling. And this will make more sense when we look at your thank you page. I'm looking out for comments. I'm trying to do everything. I did do a great podcast interview with him. Yes. So Dr. Robert Cialdini, Principles of Influence. You can have a listen to that over at the Her Business podcast. He's awesome. His book, you know, I read his book the first time in 1992, people, that long ago.
and it's still, you know, on my bookshelf. So, Julie, the next thing, whether, and this is for all of you, whether this is a sales page, whether it is a video you're doing, whether it is a webinar, whether it's a live presentation, what you want to be doing on your communications is positioning yourself. You want to position, firstly, you want to position the audience, firstly. This is for you if. So you want to agitate whatever the problem is that you're going to be solving, and you'll be positioning them. You might have heard me do webinars where I'll say, this is for you if you feel stuck or you're in decline. This is for you if you're just starting out in business and you're finding you can't find ideal clients. And it's also for you if you have been in business for a while, but you find that you're not organized. So you want to position, and I can go, oh, okay, this is for me. Then you want to position yourself why you are delivering this. And this is where you bring in your authority. You then want to give them what the problem is. And so the problem here is lack of confidence. And you want to give them a universal solution. I'll give you an example to show you before you give your solution and the call to action. Now, you're going to be doing this very, very quickly in a sales page. But to give you an example, how we've done this, say, with our mentoring is that we will say that, you know, if you find that, you know, you keep getting stuck in business and you don't have anyone to turn to, then for since 1998, we have been matching mentors with mentorees, because the problem is that you can get really stuck and that not be able to move forward, and that's costing you money and time every single day. And as business owners, we're quite often alone and our friends don't know what we're going through. So the solution is mentors. And then I go on to say, Oprah recommends mentors, Richard Branson recommends mentors. When we interviewed our women in our Hall of Fame, most of them talked about the value of mentors. And so here are, you know, some things you can do to find a mentor. But if you don't want to do all that, then we have a solution as well. It's called our Mentor Me special offer. And you can get that here now by making your first payment, etc. So I said all that in what you could probably transcribe as, you know, maybe 100 words, maybe 200 words, but it's got, I'm hitting on all those elements. And then if I overlay that with it's a limited time offer, you know, I'm covering all these things I've told you. I think what you've got there is great. What I'm giving you here is some extra gold that you could just amp it up. You can run it as it is and see how you go. Just, you know, tweak the placement of the headline, add a subheading, add your photo, a little bit of a bio. You could just go there, or you can dive a little deeper. What I don't want to do is have you stall on account of this. So do you feel like you could integrate some of these things and post it again in the group for us to have a look at? Yes. Awesome. Okay. Let's have a look at the thank you page. So I fill out the details. I go to the thank you page, which I love that you have a step two. Go, Julie. Right? You've done a video. It sounds great. It has really good information. What I would be doing is I would be adding what you're saying as words on the page for the people who aren't going to watch the video, right? It doesn't hurt anyone for you to summarize what it is that you're saying, or even have it as a transcription, clean it up a little bit and put it on the thank you page. Not at the top. I think what you've done there is great. I would move the picture of the icon, because it's taking vertical space that you don't need. I would just go with thank you. Your ebook or guide or whatever the name is, just reiterate the name, is on its way. In the meantime, you know, watch this message. Then under the video, I would go ahead and put some text and reiterate the benefits. You could, if you wanted to, you could move that image down, but really we're done with the ebook now. I want you guys to hear this. Your ebooks, your lead magnets, they're almost irrelevant when it comes to people taking the next step. What happens on this page will often impact your sales more than anything before, because they will get the, how many of you have downloaded an ebook and never opened it? Can I see a show of hands? Okay. How many of you have done that more than once? Hey, many times, right? And we sign up for a webinar, whatever. But what happens on this page when we have their attention is so, so important. So I love that you have a step two. I love that you're offering an opportunity for them to talk. You're getting, yay, Julie. Great job, Julie. Love the colors. Well done, Julie. Looks great. Wonderful, Julie. Awesome. So here's what I would like to recommend is that we get as many people as possible. We want to get as many people as possible applying for the chat. So what we don't want to do is we don't want to call it a chat, even though it's a chat, because it's unclear what you're offering and what the goal of the session will be. So you want to invite those potential clients to a specifically named session that tells them what the focus of the session will be and how it'll help them solve their problem. Now, you might do that in the video, but if I'm just looking at it and I see, okay, there's a video, now it says she wants to chat with me, I don't really know why. So you want to call the chat something useful, like, and this is not for you, but to give you a couple of examples, it could be the losing weight without dieting session or the lasting love relationship session. So you want to come up with something that gives me a little bit of an idea of what it is that we're going to be doing in our chat, because I know that chat is your opportunity to listen, to get a sense of where they're at, and to be able to give them that next step where you're going to make your offer. So you want to tell me what the benefits of me coming along are. And so you want to start with naming your chat something. And if any of you here have done that, you do sort of discovery sessions and you have a name for them, would you go ahead and pop something in the chat so that Julie can see that? But the video is great. You're really vibrant. You're very clear. And so we want to get that watched as much as possible. Now, remind me if it's a still on the page or if the play is actually embedded. Would you just pop something in chat for me? Because I would put a play, if it's a still, I would be putting a play button on it. Okay, right. Francine's got one that which is the roadmap to success and blockage breakthrough session. Ange says she doesn't have a name for her 15 minutes. She will be getting one. Okay, those two are separate. Good. I was thinking it was kind of long. So roadmap to success session and a blockage breakthrough session, right? The gift, the outcome is embedded, really baked in to those session names. Great. And Chandra has a transit talk and she says she wants to improve that. Yeah, the getting to know you session, right? So you just want to find one that suits you. It could be the, you know, confidence booster session. I don't want to make it up for you, but you might want to try out a few names and you might want to put them in our group and say, okay, this is kind of the outcome of the session. This is what I've come up with. Which one do you like? I would make it a poll inside of the member group doing discovery sessions. And this is kind of a way to kind of promote what you're doing as well, Julie. You could say doing a discovery session that helps women identify XYZ and looking for a name to call it. Here's what I've come up with. Could you tell me which one you like? You've done two things. One, you're going to get the poll results, which is awesome. But two, you've also done a little bit of a shout out to yourself in the group, letting people know what you do. Now, I'm not suggesting you be overly salesy and give us the price and when the doors close and all that, but rather, you know, you're kind of embedding who you are, what you do, which is a little bit like getting your connection statement out there, but you're also getting some feedback. Really, really excited. When I, it's an embedded video on the page, it has the YouTube red play button on it. Okay, great. So here's what I would love for you to do is figure out, and I don't know how to do this, but someone smarter than me will, is get the loop thing off of the YouTube. So when I finish your video, I get this. I get SNL, I get Gwen Stefani, I get random, right? That's the last thing I see. So if there is a way to take it to a loop it back or take it back to the front screen or take it to other videos of yours, something that's not as distracting. Now, I know you're using YouTube and there's great benefits to that, but you may also down the line consider using something like Vimeo or what else you guys are using that might have a free option for Julie to start with that allows you to have a little more control so that it's not going to all these videos. And Chandra uses Vimeo. Yeah, we use Vimeo as well. Do you use the free version, Chandra? Paid. Okay. Yeah. I think it's fine to use YouTube. Just see if you can figure out what that thing is to not have it go there. At least have it, if it's going to redirect to something, have it go to something that you find useful. And Francine uses Vimeo as well. Okay, so Chandra says she thinks for Vimeo you can do one or two version videos for free. Yeah, so if that's the case, I would definitely try that out. Very cool. All right, now Julie had a part two and a part three, but we're going to do part two of her question. And she was wondering if she could borrow the statistic that we used on one of our live videos last week about 86% of women in the Her Business community saying that they understood that they had felt like an imposter and that they had been affected by the imposter syndrome. So in a couple of slides, next one, please. This is the image that Julie's referring to. So when we have done our surveys across the community, so it's not just members, 86% of women who responded said that they have felt the imposter syndrome. So I'm happy for you to use this. Just say, you know, this is from a survey done by her business. And as long as you do that, I'm happy with that. So happy for you to quote that. Awesome. Did that give you some things to go on with? Awesome. Good. Very good. Now, I know you said that with your personal brand question, you don't really have anything to complete at this point. But if you have a website, if you have a sales page, I mean, that is also a reflection of your personal brand. I mean, certainly your website is. So if you would like me to have a look at your website, just fill out that bit. You don't have to tell me all your social channels and all those bits and pieces. But up to you. All righty. Chandra is up next. And Sonia is saying, Julie, who organized your landing page? So maybe you could just respond to Sonia there. So Chandra is, as she said, she is moving closer to that open cart date and she's running Facebook ads, she's generating leads, and what she's wanting some input on is writing a launch email series from doors open to cart close, any guidance on how to map out the emails, frequency, etc. Doors open on Monday the 28th and close on Sunday the 3rd. I've made a start, but I'm sure you'll have some great tips. So the answer of how many emails should I send in that week is really it's really up to you. You know, we send a lot. Other people might send one a day. You might have multiple lists. You might have people who have done all your pre-launch stuff that you might have one series of emails to. You might have a different series. Like we had different series of emails to people who had done our free workshop than we did to our general database. People who had just done our three-part video series got a lot more emails than people who were just on our, you know, our subscribers or had done other things with us. They got about half as many. And we sent a lot of emails. So in a seven-day launch, and I just want to show you in this next picture is Jeff Walker's product launch formula. This is how what we follow when we launch. And I just wanted to show you this because I wanted to identify pre-launch is what I talked to you about last week, last time we were together, which was about the awareness and the connection. And then pre-launch is anything you're doing between now and open cart, and I know you're talking about a webinar and some other things, and then launch is the next stage. So there's those three stages seen in a different way than what I gave you last time. So we'll move on from that slide to the next one. Because, and before we move to those bullets, just give me a second, Robin. I just want to back up and cover something without moving ahead. So I wanted to actually, I'm just going to ask you very quickly, this it's going to be much faster. I've just unmuted you.
Hi.
Very excited. Tell me why you chose a 7-day launch.
That's a good question. I think I was working off when I wanted to start the program and therefore when it had to close.
Okay. Okay, but, we just did a 7-day launch and I will not do a 7-day launch again. The benefits of a 7-day launch, in my point of view, is you get time to kind of warm up, get your messaging honed in, and if your clients are around on the weekend. So what we found when we did our summit earlier in the year, and once the summit was closed, we opened for just a couple of days for people who were in the summit to join membership. In fact, some of you came in during that time. And so on the Saturday, we'd been running the summit Monday to Friday. On the Saturday, people could catch up on the summit, and then on the Saturday and Sunday we talked to them about membership, and it was just for those 2 days. But it kind of fit in because we'd been running this thing Monday to Friday. So there's some things to consider about the days you open. But here's the thing, it takes a lot of momentum to stay excited and the team on board and, you know, for 7 days.
Yeah.
And that's what we did this time. However, if your people are not around on the weekend, like if they have corporate jobs and they're not likely to be looking at their emails, you might find it's just 2 days that's just not required. You might be better off going for a Monday to Friday launch. Or it could be that you go, if you feel like it is, yeah. So you just want to have a reason to have a week. Like we had a week because we included a webinar on the Wednesday. We had a live cast on the Friday. And so we also needed to email about those things to build momentum. And then on the other days, I was doing a Facebook Live every single day. So that kind of fit our calendar, but it was very, very long, in my opinion. So you just want to think about why you're doing that. And then that will kind of also inform how many emails and on what days you're emailing. And so I, tell me what you're doing pre-launch again. What are you doing before you open Cart? You're doing a webinar week. So,
yes,
so you're running the same webinar multiple times in the 1 week.
That was a thingy, but I'm not attached to that. But was, you know, looking at, so I've been doing, the opt-in, getting them in, and then the nurture sequence following the opt-in, and then was wanting to do a webinar as another value offer and seeding the fact that the course is coming,
right?
And then opening the card.
Great. And so you could definitely do the webinar during Open Cart, but you could definitely do one that leads up to it. You could do a webinar on day one and make the offer in that webinar, you know, as well. So, but you definitely want to do something between your nurture emails and the opening, something that is in that pre-launch. Because
yeah,
in the pre-launch, what we're starting to do is demonstrate what the opportunity is.
Yeah.
So what is the opportunity? The opportunity is to be part of a connection network. The opportunity is to, get new clients in a way that, so for us, our how we talked about the opportunity is that there's three ways to get new clients that doesn't involve going to networking events. It doesn't mean time away from home. And so we introduced them to the philosophy. And then also still, we're still in pre-launch here where we gave them some meaty stuff like how to turn your connections into clients. And I taught a little bit about the connection statement. So I gave them a little bit of a sliver of what you get on, you know, steroids when you get inside the network. So they have something to go away. And then I gave them the blueprint. And the blueprint says, well, so for you, it would be, well, this is how you go from hating your work to you're having this amazing career. And so you give them an idea of what the end place is. So then you leave a gap between where they are now and what you've given them and what you're opening up.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. So so whether that, or you can do all those three things on one webinar if you wanted, right? So if you have come up with webinars, what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do the webinar, I'm going to run it two times. I'm going to run it in the morning, one in the evening, or whatever you're going to do there, because filling the same webinar multiple times may be more work than, say, doing it twice, doing a morning and an evening, and putting all your effort into driving people to those webinars, which means including the lead magnet you have, making the step to the webinar.
Yeah.
Right. Changing all that out so that your nurture emails are then just reminder emails for the webinar, or, hey, you didn't sign up for the webinar, come to the webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And so using that time between now and the week before you open to just get people registered for the webinar.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the webinar, you can also push it through to Facebook if you wanted some, you know, additional eyeballs on it. But mm-hmm. it's good to know that people have registered, because then you can follow up them more specifically. Do you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love that you're seeding what's coming. I would be seeding that now. But to get to your question, I want to give you the 7-day sequence. But again, I'm happy to dive further into this however
it.
You want to.
Yeah, okay. I think the 7-day thing was also just feeling like assuming that people won't necessarily see every email and having enough time for them to know, hey, doors are open before doors are already closed. But yes. I think maybe I can have a bit of a think about that.
Yeah. And I think it's fine. Again, if you're doing it as a minimal viable product, and if you're just sending emails, like I said, where we made it complex is we just had so many things going on.
Yeah.
But if you look at 0 to 7, here's what I would be doing. I would be doing a something is coming, right? So this is your day 0 and less than 0. So right now I'm working on something. I've been thinking about this for a while. This is the culmination of all my years' experience in helping women transition, and I can't wait to tell you about it. Watch your inbox on this date, and with this title. Okay, so your something is coming. You might have a photo of yourself recording the webinar or something, something that's teasing that something is coming. And so you want to be doing that. And this applies to all of you, whether you're launching a new book or whether you are launching a membership or whatever. You want to start to build the suspense, especially the first time you're doing it. You kind of can leverage the fact that I've never done this before. I'm so excited to do it. This is the result of people asking me this question time and time again. just being so frustrated with their jobs that I've created this thing and I think you're going to love it. Okay. And you don't have to do that a lot. But then day one is the offer, and I want you to offer an opening day bonus.
Mm-hmm.
This is to get people, those early adopters, those people who like a deal, getting them on the first day. So day one. So that's day one, one email. Now you could do an email in the afternoon and go, hey, did you see this? Remember, this closes tonight. So you want to jump on it. You've only got, you know, a few more hours. So you could do two emails on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Day two, it would be more about the offer. You could then outline what all the benefits and features are. You could go a little more into it. Here's what's included. You can also say, hey, we had an amazing day yesterday. And here's, you know, you will, maybe you'll get a couple of comments. Someone will write to you and say, I'm so excited. Right? So you screenshot that, pop it in the email, but you're telling people more about what the offer is. Day three, you can definitely go heavier on case studies and testimonials. So anything you can do between now and then to generate video testimonials, screenshots of things from your Facebook page or your Facebook group where people have said fabulous things about you. So day three is going to be, here's Mary, here's where she was, here's where she is. Or if you're going to be live with Mary on, you know, on a Facebook Live that day, then you want to make sure that you mention that somewhere in an email, inviting people to come along. So that's your case studies, testimonials. Then you want your why. This is where you get a little more personal, a little more intimate as to why you are doing this, sharing your own story. Now, these don't always have to be in this order, but you want to be hitting on all these notes. And then there's your FAQs. Here are the questions I had. You know, I can't do it this time. Are you offering it again? Now, all these, every question is an objection. It masked, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's I need to ask my partner, whether it's, oh, I can't make it on those days. They're all objections. So what you want is your stories to be always handling those objections. So I would be with those FAQs. And again, if you, you know, the ones we get are time, money, I need to ask my spouse. I've tried this before and it didn't work. How do I know if this is for me? And what I would be doing actually on the one that is, you want to be really clear about who it's for and who it's not for. And you could do that in FAQs because there's going to be some people you definitely don't want to work with. So yeah. You may as well be really clear. It's something I got very clearly this time around is just being really bold around who we're not for, because I do not want tie kickers. I do not want their money. I do not want them in our community. It wastes my time. It wastes the other members' time. You know, I just want women who are, you know, have some sense of responsibility and are willing to, you know, take the actions it's going to take to get the results, right? Because I know who I want to work with and I know who I don't want to work with. Then day six is going to be your closing tomorrow. Urgency, urgency, urgency. And a couple more success stories in there, you know, comments from people who are excited coming on board. The fact that, you know, they need to get in tomorrow because we kick off next week, getting started with our da-da, whatever it is, or, you know, I want to make sure you can get in so I can give you access to the whatever. And yep. Then the last day is all about urgency. Now, we send multiple times on the last day. Depending again which group you were in, you either got three or two emails on the last day. And people go, oh, that's so many emails. People are going to unsubscribe. Yes, they're going to unsubscribe in droves in some cases. But as long as it's under that 1-2% of people that you're sending to unsubscribing, do not worry about it. Because the more you send, the more you will sell. The more times I got on Facebook Live, the more new members came in. The more emails we sent, the more. Now, you want them to be valuable and, you know, but don't be afraid to go in and send. Hey, Sean. No worries. Oh, yes, our Queenslanders, time zone. Robin, we need to do a post in the group just to remind people about the time zones. Sorry, Queensland. Well, it's not my fault. Sorry, you didn't notice the time, Jen. Oh, we did put a post. Okay. All right. Never mind. All right. So something is coming. The offer and offering opening day bonus, more about the offer, case studies, testimonials, sharing your story and your why, FAQs, closing tomorrow. Now, if during the week you are doing a live cast or a webinar or something else, then obviously there's going to be emails about that as well. If you're going live on Facebook and answering some questions, it's going to be emails about that as well. But does that help?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Good. There's a lot of emails. It doesn't have to be, you know what I mean? You could do one email a day or, you know, but I'm just giving you kind of what we do, and we're following, you know, I'm following what I've been mentored to do. So yep.
Yeah, cool.
And again, yeah, let us know if you need any support.
Yes. Well, what I was thinking is if I draft like the series of them out, just even in a Word doc, maybe I can post that for you to have a quick look at.
I won't be able to do a whole lot of yeah, that's pretty scary. I'm happy to give you some overview insights, of course. Absolutely.
Yep. Cool.
All righty. Thank you so much. All righty.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sian. Welcome. All righty. We have Sonia's question, which I know some of you are going to be able to help with. So Sonia says, I know I'm late with my question. It's not related to my project. However, if I could get some help here, it would really help the efficiency in my sales. I'm getting swamped with sales inquiries, which is great. Basically, I receive an inquiry via email phone. I respond via email confirming my fees if they accept them. I send a 2-page agreement, which they need to sign off on, and a tax invoice is raised. Once I receive these back, the debt collection begins. However, I need to send another email asking for more info, for example, their bank details. Where is the most efficient overall way to do this? Every inquiry has a different cost factor. Really need some guidance here so I can move forward, as I feel it's taking forever just to get to this point, get past this point. There must be a better way to do this that doesn't take out a lot of my time and not spend a truckload of money on this. I'm not finding time to work on my project as my day-to-day is filled with other things I need to do. Hopefully it makes sense for you. So, Susie, that launch email is very useful. Thing. Oh, you're welcome. Alrighty. So, Sonia, again, I'm sorry, I would love to do this by chat box, but it's just gonna be easy if I just open up your line very quickly. If I can find you. Okay. Sonia.
Yes.
Hello. Is there any automation? Do you have any email automation?
Nothing at all. This is all old school.
Okay, great. So here's what I see immediately is that there's no automation. And so if you could find a way to, once they accept the quote and accept the terms, that fires off an email that says, send me your bank details, then that would be a couple of steps you're not doing. Now, like Viv, like a lot of people here, you don't have off-the-rack products, and so it's customized pricing. And so you do need to sort of do that first estimate. Is there anyone else in the organization who could determine the price for the client?
No.
Okay. So just say you had to do that bit, then automate everything else. Okay. So sending the quote, accepting the quote, accepting the terms, sending the email that says, I want your back details. Right. So what can be combined? So you want to talk to someone. What are you using? MailChimp?
Yes. Yeah. Right. I use MailChimp and I use Act as well.
Okay, I don't know ACT, but MailChimp, I would talk to someone like Jennifer Gale and just say, this is what needs to happen. They ask for a quote, I send them the quote, when they hit reply and they, you know, and when they're hitting reply, are they just saying, yes, thank you, or are they going to a form or something?
They basically say, yes, I want to go ahead, and then I've got to complete a whole new form and then get it off to them.
Right. So again, there might be some automation that you can build in. Now, Jennifer is not an automation specialist, but she might be able to refer someone. But she may know MailChimp well enough to know how to set all that up for you. And those of you who are working with her.
Yeah, I've used her for my MailChimp to clean up and do my newsletters. Yeah, I'm just looking for some sort of clarity on that because I feel like it's taking me forever.
Because you're doing it all manually. That's why it's taking forever. And so when someone goes to our website and they look at mentoring, what happens is they click a button, they fill out an order form. So I know this is a little different. When they fill out the order form, it takes them to a page to make a time for their diagnostic.
Great.
When they choose a time, they get an email that says, this is the time you've chosen. And then in that email, it says, before your diagnostic, I need you to fill out these two forms. When they fill out those two forms, it talks back to our database and says those forms are filled out.
Right.
If they're not filled out within 7 days, one of the team gets a notification to say this person has a diagnostic coming up, they haven't filled out the form. But if they fill out the form, that all gets sort of attached to their file.
Yeah.
And they get reminders to turn up on the call. So that is all automated. We don't do anything. So once someone purchases, the next thing is that they're on a call for the diagnostic session with PJ. And so that is automation. That is all done inside of Infusionsoft. And my guess is that there's going to be a way to do some of that inside of MailChimp. Otherwise, you want to be looking at a system that can do that for you, whether it's Keep or ActiveCampaign or one of those other programs, because there's way too much manual labor. And not all of it is going to be able to be automated, but that is going to be the thing. We used to have a member called Kate Mitchell. She's not in this business anymore. Otherwise, I would recommend her. But what you might do is even just post something in the member group and say, I'm looking for someone to automate some of our processes. And Fran, I don't know if you know anyone Fran's that can gone. Do this.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, Jennifer does know how to do this. Okay. So you want to get this off your list of things to do. You should not be going, I got an email, I need to send an email, right? That is keeping you from doing. Okay, great. So automation is your friend, and it's going to take some money to set it up. But once you do, like that campaign we set up, we have not looked at it for years. It just does its thing. You know, the different platforms talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
And so you might not be able to automate all of it. See, once you start selling packages, Sonia, that have a particular name, a particular price, then you don't even have to do the quoting part, right? Because they're buying the thing and then the rest of the automation can happen. That's what's valuable about having products and services that have a specific price rather than being open-ended. But I totally understand with your sort of work, with consulting sort of work, it's a, it depends kind of price point. So there's a little bit, you know, more work. And the sooner you can help someone, teach someone to help quote, the better. And it could be that they put together the quote, but they run it past you before they give it to the client.
Yeah.
Right. Until you're confident that they know how to do that. You've been in business a long time. Have team. Even if this is a part-time estimator or a virtual person, it doesn't matter. But you're getting a lot of inquiries, and that's fantastic. And you don't want to be the bottleneck, right? We can be the biggest bottlenecks in our own businesses, and we need to get out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, look, I realize I've got a problem, and that's why it's frustrating, because I need to fix it so then I can get on with my other jobs and grow the business. Otherwise, it's not going to grow. I'm going to still be this, you know.
Yeah. This is the going from solopreneur to growing and scaling a business. So systems is the growth zone that is where you are at. It's like setting up your automation systems. So Christy Lee saying, Sonia, Jennifer is setting up email auto sequences to me in MailChimp. I'm sure she can help with some of this from the MailChimp side, but do you need it to sit within your ACT database once they become a client?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so then you might need someone who knows how to do that. There's even an agency that I forget the name of right now, but if Jennifer can't help you, let me know and I'll try and remember it. That helps put, you know, have different technologies talk.
Yeah.
And Joe's saying, what about an automated shop where they can quickly create a customized invoice? Yeah, right. I don't know if that's possible. Like when you're compiling the invoice, is it based on the amount that they're owed, or, you know, what are the components that determine how much you charge them?
The invoice is really simple. That's one thing I've got simple. It's the annual subscription or the account fee. So it's two fees. It's either one. It's either $365, so to speak, or a $180 fee. So it's only two fees, either one.
So why can't that be ordered? Why can't that be on your website?
I don't know. This is what I mean. Like, I feel like I'm in the 1800s here doing stuff. So I just need clarity. It's. I mean, I've got other packages, but at the moment, all I want to do is push my annual subscription, and that's cool, you know, but how do I do it? How do I automate it?
Right. Well, you get someone who knows how to do that.
Yeah,
you know, I'll try and figure that bit out yourself. Yeah, great. And Chandra's saying, can you set up a list of criteria for which one? Yeah, so if you're looking for this and this, choose this. If you're looking for this and this, choose that, and then get that bit automated. And Francine's saying, I feel your pain, Sonia. Once you get it set up, it'll just work. And the great thing about automation is that it's the client gets the consistent experience every single day. It doesn't fall down when someone is sick. It doesn't fall down, do you know what I mean, because someone forgot to do a step. It just happens exactly the same way every single time. So talk to Jennifer. If that doesn't work out, let me know. So that is kind of getting the digital stuff to work is kind of her area of expertise.
Perfect.
Joe Pilon says, I have my package prices on my website with a connection to Shopify. Do you have a shopping cart on your site?
No.
Okay. All right. I know you've just really recently built a website, so I don't know whether it's, you know, going to be going back to those people and getting this added on, or whether Jennifer can help you. But will you come back to us and let us know?
How you Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's totally doable. I know it's stressing you out, but it's totally fixable. Totally fixable. All right. Very good. Sian, we are going to open up your line to do a project check-in. So we haven't seen you for a little while. How are you?
I am well. I'm happy to report. I've had a tumultuous time the last couple of months, but things seem to be calmer now. And that turmoil has meant I've been all over the place internally and externally around the place. But surprisingly, I must have good karma because things seem to be growing without a lot of directed, time and effort from me. So, you know, my project is, you know, tilting my business more towards in-house delivery. Yes. And I keep getting opportunities, and they are coming from direct referrals of past clients.
Fantastic.
So, although I have my, you know, plan to make that happen, I haven't actually done much really in terms of activating that, you know, a little bit. But none of the work that's come my way so far is from anyone I've contacted. I haven't counted. I had a mission to have 10 by the 10th of December, I remember. But probably already since I made the tilt, I probably delivered 8, and and I've got 3 more in the pipeline, 2 between now and the end of November, and 1 in the new year. So that sort of is really buoying my confidence, given that I just haven't had, you know, the head space. And, you know, circumstances to really be focused. But I also, in those deliveries, there's really revealing, in fact, what we just talked about, answering Sonia's question was really helpful for me, because I'm creating a system, you know, a pre-delivery, post-delivery system that I can see I was thinking get someone else to do it because it's quite time consuming. Because one of the parts of the offer has become, you know, they complete a pre-delivery survey that helps me tailor the delivery. Mm-hmm. And then I send the collated data to whoever's, you know, so the participants give me a whole lot of information that I figure is really useful for the employer.
Got it.
So I kind of create a report from that. And also in reflecting on the delivery.
Yeah, that could all be automated so that the results...
Yeah, I think that can be largely automated and or have someone else create that. So, the referral to Jennifer, because I also use MailChimp, I made some forays into Infusionsoft, but then realised I actually wasn't ready for that. And I had initiated MailChimp years ago, so I'm just now moving towards maximising my use of that, understanding of what it can do for me.
It's really grown as far as what it can do, but also if you need something a little more database-like, Infusionsoft now has a much more affordable starter pack that they call Keep, K-E-A-P.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So, that might, depending, again, what you want
to do. Yeah, so anyway, I'll kind of, play around or get someone else to play around for me in MailChimp. For now, because as I say, life just seems to be presenting endless diversions that require attention. But it's great, each time there's something like this, and I do apologise almost cried when I realised I'm, you know, filling in time waiting for 11 o'clock and realised that it was daylight saving time down there. Even just going back through my notes is super helpful to, to just think, oh, yeah, that's where, yep, I'm on that, or, you know, that's my direction. So...
And you'll be able to catch the recording of the beginning of this. You'll be able to get it.
And I nearly didn't come on thinking it's hardly any time. Maybe I should just go for the recording.
No. Glad you could make it.
To get on, and I'm glad I'm here. So
thank you.
Even just to, see some of the faces.
Yes. Well, it's lovely to see your face. Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, Francine's saying so good to see you. Yeah, you're getting love in the chat.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. All righty. So in the little bit of time we have left, I want to give you an update on what's coming up next and then wrap up by opening up your lines one more time for some takeaways. So our next time together is our monthly workshop. It's on the 22nd of October, which feels like forever away. It's just 2 weeks away. We are going to be diving further into the theme that we are on right now, which is you. So we talked quite a bit about the growth zone you inside of our one-day program and the whole getting your brand out there, getting you out there more, having you become known, identifying what your only I is. We're going to build on that so that you can confidently go out and conquer the world with your brand and the work that you are doing. At that time, we'll be very close to Chandra's Open and moving right along with all these different projects. So I look forward to that. So pop that in your diary. Those of you who have not yet submitted your personal brand accelerator form, please do. We're waiting on those so we can get cracking with the feedback. So in today's email, there will be a link once again. And even if you think, oh, you know what? I'm not sure right now. That's fine. If you don't want me to review it, great. But even if you've got a website that is representing you right now that you are driving people to, I'm happy to review that and give you any sort of high level suggestions. And if you say in your form, this is it, I don't love it, I'm going to change it, then I know what the situation is. But you don't want to sort of miss this opportunity to get a little bit of feedback. I mentioned the hour of power earlier, and I'm going to encourage you to carve out that 1 hour. If you can get more hours to work on your project, do. But we all get sidetracked. That's fine, you know. But how do we get back on track? I remember in Atomic Habits, he talks about how we break habits. How we break a habit is by missing something more than once. And he talked about going to the gym and that when you miss the gym one time, you know, it's something. But the moment you get a second time and a third time, it becomes so much harder to get back on track. So if you do your 1 hour, whether it's a day or a week, whatever you're committing to, and you do it consistently, that's going to move you forward. But the moment that you don't put that big rock in place first, you don't make that call for the automation, or you don't get that, you know, whatever that next step is that is for you, for your project, we just can get off track. So I really encourage you to determine what you're going to do today or tomorrow, maybe immediately after this call, that's going to support you in whatever you are doing next, whether it's getting back on track with the project, whether it's moving a project forward, whether it is making that call to that supplier that's going to leverage you, whatever that is. And I would love to see you sharing more in the group. And I will be in there and encouraging you to share, but there's such great questions. And I know, Julie, you've got another question, which we'll answer in the group for you. But, you know, I was talking to my dad yesterday. It's just a bit sort of seems random. And he's retired, but he still likes to do the odd job. He was a builder for many years and he's in no condition to be doing any building work right now. But a friend of his who he built our house for many years ago asked him to help with his renovation. So here's my dad, he's 77 or 78, going to help with his renovation. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, he's my friend and I can't say no. I said, well, why don't you ask him about doing it when you're feeling better? Because he's got a little bit of pneumonia at the moment. And he's like, oh, I don't want to inconvenience anyone. And I'm like, Dad, you've got a bit of, it's like, it's not major pneumonia, but it's something, he's on treatment. I'm like, just tell him. And he's like, oh, look, he's been my friend for 40 years. I just don't want to inconvenience him. And I was like, okay, well, die. You're going to die because you won't. I became the parent. He was the child. And then I said, look, the thing is, you've got to ask. You've got to speak up and ask. No one's going to be inconvenienced if you just say, look, I'll come in a couple of days. So for you, even if you think, oh, look, I don't want to bother the group with this. This is a simple question. I should know the answer to this. Ask. You have to ask. I can tell you, over the last 2 weeks in this launch, I was reaching out to my connection network consistently saying, okay, I've got this idea, or I feel really on track, but I just have to clarify this one thing and my brain is just too full. Would you help me decide? Right? You just want to use us because we are here for you. Sean says, yeah, no worries. So ask, right? We don't want to, you're not inconveniencing anyone with your question, right? We're either going to say, look, that's in the library, or listen to that podcast, or we covered that two sessions ago, or we're going to help you respond. But don't not say anything because you think, oh, I don't know, I don't want to inconvenience anyone. One of my life mottos, thanks to my dad, is no harm in asking. Yeah, there is no harm in asking. If we don't know, we don't know. We'll send you in the right direction. Or we might say, put that in the other group, or, you know, do you have another sort of place where you can go and ask? Yeah, there are no stupid questions. Yeah, you know, I'd like to believe that's true, but, you know, sometimes there are stupid questions. But I'm okay with stupid questions. All right, you're all awesome. I want to hear what your takeaways or next steps are. I'm going to open up your line, starting with Ange.
I could have probably done the launch sequence better. I've done sort of what you've talked about, but the holiday yesterday's thrown me out, so I didn't actually do anything yesterday, but today I'm on it. I need to send out some emails as well. I haven't really gone down that path as well, so it's all in the learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're a one-man band, it's really hard getting it all together to have all the bits moving in the same direction. So next time there'll be somebody helping me.
Good. Keep us up to date on the launch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sonia.
I'm going to go back to that hour of power that you suggested, number one. As at tomorrow, though, because I've got to play catch up. And definitely the automation is number one priority. It'll just give me a little bit less grey hairs, I think.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Jo.
I really have decided I have to watch that one day thing because I was thinking about my personal brand and all that, getting that. So I've really got to go back and watch that now as I missed it.
Yeah, very good. Well, if you the whole day is obviously worth listening to, but if you find the segment with Amy's presentation, that would be a great place. It's about 90 minutes worth. Yeah. Okay. Christy Lee.
Yeah, look, the feedback you gave Julie was really helpful for me because I'm at a similar stage in my project. I've just got to get that video recorded. I've just got to get that done. And I've got to focus on naming things. I've got to get a few things named, my consult and a process that I refer to. So I'm going to focus on naming things this week, I think.
Awesome. Well, Amy did a masterclass for us. It's in your library on naming things. You got it? Oh, you got it? Okay, good. Awesome. Let us know what you come up with.
Thank you.
Thank you. Julie.
It's so good to be on this call. I'm sitting in a hotel in Melbourne and the kids have just come back from the pool. But it's so good to be in this group and your feedback today was awesome. And you know that I will follow through on all of it and probably more. And there was a post that I thought I'd take this opportunity, a post I put into the group last week about my experience as a customer of a, I don't know if you saw it, but I directly...
I saw it, but I haven't read it yet, to be honest.
I wanted to direct it to you just to say, I can see the whole thing from a customer perspective and just how good it is to see the inside and the outside of that. So I hope you know just how much value you offer to all of us. It is so good. So I want you to know just how much we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And I do like to bring you on the inside because, you get to see it like from both angles. And so everything I'm talking about and teaching, you know, watch it from a meta perspective and how you can implement it, you know, even though you might be watching it on the front end as well. So thank you so much for saying that, though. And I did see that post. I just got a little behind on my social media last week, but I will go back and watch it. So thank you, Jo.
It was very, very long, but I just wanted to kind of go. I can see it from the beginning to the end, and I was so excited to share it. But I directed it at you because just to say thank you for piecing it all together for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And someone's asking, just go back a little bit and have a look. Someone's asking how long you're in Melbourne. I'll let you answer that. All right, Karen.
Like Joe, I'm going back to watch the one day because obviously I missed the last session, so I need to go back and watch that. But I want to watch the Amy one again because I'm a bit conflicted with branding just because obviously I'm part of a franchise group as well. So I'm fighting that side a little bit. I don't know where to go. So I'm going to go back and watch that again and then touch base with you.
Yes, please do. Thank you so much. And Chandra.
Great call. I got a lot out of Julie's review as well. A takeout that I got was right from the beginning when you're talking with Sonia about Sonia's challenge was that question of
what is not urgent right now, but if I did it, it would make the biggest impact on my business. So it was a really good reminder about not getting caught up just with the urgent stuff. And so I'm just going to be actioning plans for the launch around that email sequence and looking at the webinar and all those bits and pieces.
Very exciting. Thank you. Can't wait to see it all pan out. Awesome, awesome. Francine.
Yeah, hi. So again, it's coming to me fast and furious. It's the whole thing about influence. It's consistency. And with my social media is a beast, and it shouldn't be. And it is, and it's a nightmare, and it stresses me out. And that's not where it should be sitting in my world, because it's not actually giving me any money. But what can I do that's easy is, and to be consistent, is get out there and do Facebook Lives. And so, you know, there's so much that I need to be doing. I've taken so much away from this, and I just put one focus. So my focus today is to do my hair and go live.
I love that. So that, yeah, that we can't do everything. So yeah, so Facebook Lives, you know, if they come naturally to you, if there's no friction, we talked about this at the one day, what is it that gives you the least friction? And those of you who are going to listen to the recording, well, look at this. It's like, of all the social media I could be doing, you know, which is going to give me the least friction and that I can do consistently because it's kind of in my wheelhouse. And so with those Facebook Lives, again, if you bring them down to what is my key message? What are the, you know, three takeaways I'm going to leave them with? What's my call to action? Like, really just simplify. Thank you, Francine. Sean.
My focus is getting back on track and focusing particularly on being deliberate about, you know, getting referrals and recommendations. And in doing that also, one of the things that's been on my mind that I think could dovetail with that is getting some, writing some case studies. So I know that when I've contacted people to say thanks, you know, what they've said has left me going, oh, you know, it would be really good to get that person to answer some questions and create case studies so that they can be part of my initial presentation of an offer when I've made contact, because I have some good testimonies, though I haven't actually included that in the written offers, and maybe that would be a good idea. But it would also be good to write some case studies. And I know that I'm pretty sure that I've listened to a Her Business, you know, podcast in the past, maybe about case studies. So I'll definitely track that down. So really it's just getting, you know, a little bit on track, working on that system I suggested. But really it's all part of that original intention, my project of getting more in-house work, because it definitely takes the agony out of it for me and just leaves me doing what I love doing best. So that's good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Selena.
So there was a lot that I thought I should remember this and I should remember that. So I'll go back to the recording and I will look at the hour of power again. And yeah, and keep it simple.
Yeah. An hour of focused time, you can achieve so much, you know. And get yourself one of these. See this little timer? Can you guys see that? It's like a little egg timer. It's a little tomato. There's actually a way of sort of, has anyone ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? Look it up. This is a Pomodoro. Pomodoro is tomato. So you just set the timer and then when the timer blips, you stop. You move on to the next thing, unless you want to set the timer again and then you go. And so these, we gave these to our masterminders during one mastermind, and I ended up with one here that I have now put on 20 minutes. So it's going to be buzzing me in 20 minutes. But it's as simple as that. Turn off all notification, no phone, nothing. Put the timer on, do your hour of power, and then on you go. I get my clients to do that, the hour of power. Yeah. I don't know if you call it the hour of power because that's my name, but, you know, you same deal. Do your Pomodoro techniques. Awesome. Yeah, it's very, very powerful. What you can even do is hook up with someone here in the group and go, okay, let's do our hour of power together. You can just be on Zoom together or whatever and just quiet, not chit-chatting, and just hold each other accountable. Or it's like, let's meet back here in an hour and see how we did. All right. hack yourself to get you the results. Thank you, Selena. I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you for a great session. Thank you for asking questions. As I said, if there's anything not answered, I will have a look at the group. And if it was anything that you wanted to raise and you didn't, please go ahead and put it in the group. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks, but I'll see you inside the group before then. We have a roundtable this Thursday afternoon. Some of you may want to join us for that. For those of you who are anywhere other than the people, whatever, just take care of daylight savings, because I know Queensland's different, Adelaide's different, like Perth is different. So just pay attention to the time. Thank you for being here. You're awesome. Bye for now.